Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Formal business dress in the workplace has been under pressure for years, perhaps even decades. I can't actually remember the last time I worked in an organization or for an organization that required formal business dress in the workplace, only under certain circumstances, maybe like an important client meeting or some other presentation might call for business dress. But for the most part, most organizations have adopted less formal dress codes in the workplace. But there was one organization and one group of employees that still maintained formal business dress rules in their workplace. And that's none other than the National Basketball Association, who required their head coaches and their coaching staffs, which usually number five or six people, to wear formal business dress while they're coaching games. Well, even that place, that last bastion of formal business dress requirements, that's falling apart as well. Recently, the National Basketball Association and the National Basketball Coaching Association, which is basically the union or the professional association for basketball coaches, announced that they would allow coaches to wear more casual attire in games. They are no longer requiring coaches to wear suits or sports jackets. Coaches voted more than 2-1 to allow the wearing of casual wear in games like polo shirts. Coaches still must look good. They must either wear dress shirts and pants or polo shirts and pants. They have to wear shoes and etc. I don't think they can wear sneakers. But polo shirts, which are pretty casual, quite frankly, do count as a dress shirt. And the coaches will not be allowed to wear sweatpants or jogging outfits on the sidelines. This is kind of a big step, and the coaches, they weren't united on this. I was surprised that many coaches decided to still vote for wearing suits and ties. And they're actually even concerned that they might show up to a game and have one coaching staff dressed like they're looking to head out to the golf course, say, and another coaching staff look like they're dressed to head to an important business meeting or a wedding. But it's a combination of many things, right? The general trend over 20, 25 years to have less formal attire in the workplace and pandemic-related fatigue as well. It's kind of one more nail in the coffin of business dress, I guess. I still have to wear suits from time to time. I actually kind of don't mind it because I wear them so infrequently. It's kind of fun to put one on. But I don't think I'd ever want to be in a place where I had to put one on every single day. What do you think about business dress in the workplace or when you return to your workplace? We'd love to know. You can tweet us at HR Happy Hour. That's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.